Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to dream on? Do you know how to fly high and soar among the clouds? Get ready to live adventurously, because the Laura Meeks Show starts now. Listen as Laura lifts you off the ground while teaching you how to fly high. Forget ground-level drama and be prepared to confront your dreams head-on as she encourages you to navigate towards your North Star and into what just might be the best life you've imagined. Dream on. Live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show.
This is Laura Meeks. We are live here. We're making rapid adjustments to this video challenge. We had set this show up so that he would have his own computer right over here, but it's not working right now. So we're going to try to get this on a break because we wanted to get into this show. This show is, there's a lot of exciting stuff that is going on in this particular show. And this came up because Steve and I had a discussion, and as often happens, is that a simple discussion, as we're talking, right, leads us into, you know, we should do a radio show on this.
Right, exactly.
And so the starting of this idea was this statement, is that often I've gone to family. I just came back from a family reunion. I've been to many dinner parties and stuff where you walk in and the host says, well, you know, welcome, glad to have you. But just want to let you know, we're not going to talk about religion. We're not going to talk about, you know, politics or anything like that. We don't want any conflict here at the dinner table. So we're just not going to talk about stuff like that. And honestly, I have to tell you, I have thought long and hard about this idea of choosing not to talk about certain topics. And I have come to the realization, and you and I have chatted about it, that's where we're going to go today. We have talked about, well, is that a healthy idea? Is that a good idea? And I honestly think that a huge part of what the challenges that we're facing within the country are hinged around this idea that if we choose to make that statement, that these are topics I'm not going to talk about, then in essence, what we're doing is harming ourselves, because we are not capable. I'm not sure that people are fully capable of talking about subjects that are controversial. So in one of the challenges that I have, not to relate this to you guys, in a way, you know, a lot of what I love talking about is personal development, how to craft a life that is better than the one that your parents may have had, or that you started out and now you want to make something a little bit more out of your life. And as you know, this is Fly High Living, so I'm going to tie this into my life as a pilot. So. Sure. So what you're wearing is typically what I would talk to air traffic control with. I normally would be wearing a headset with a microphone like that as I'm flying around. And so in the land of piloting, it is flying and communication is very important. And in flying, communication has to be very crisp, clean, and clear. And I'll give you a quick example. I'm not sure if you've ever heard of this, but if I'm talking about an altitude that I'm going to, and they want to assign me to 9,000 feet, the challenge of talking on the radio is 9 sounds a lot like 5, sounds a lot like fine, sounds a lot like other words. And it's critical that I don't level off at 5,000 when they've assigned me to 9,000. We might hit somebody going at 5,000. So when we talk on the radio, we're very clear to say 9,000. 9 doesn't sound like 5. 5 is 5,000. 9 is 9,000. It's a clarity issue. Now, all of that just to say that clarity is important as we're talking about mm-hmm. things as we go along, but to move into this arena of, mm-hmm. hey, these are areas that we're not talking about. My contention mm-hmm. is, and what I want to kind of chat about today is that a good idea not to talk about things? Because mm-hmm. one of the things that I see on TV and in radio and in dinner right. parties and whatever is that when you start saying, these are things that I'm not going to talk about, mm-hmm. basically what you're going to say then is that I have made up my mind. Mm-hmm. This is a topic that I've made up my mind. I don't want to hear any mm-hmm. contradictory information. Don't confuse me with facts mm-hmm. or any opinions exactly. or whatever. I've made up my mind. And the sad news is that in a capitalist society mm-hmm. where news has become entertainment, so now what's happened is you pick your tribe mm-hmm. and then you listen to the news that you want to hear. Right. It just reinforces the values and the ideas that you have. Mm-hmm. Now, one of the reasons I brought Steve, this is Steve right. Ferrari. He's
great to be here.
Glad to have you back on the show.
Sure.
And you've had a lot of experience sure. in life. I mean, just for the fact that we're at the age that we're
exactly.
at, we've lived a lot of life. And as part of that, I mean, one of the things that I love is you have a great background in school administration, and mm-hmm. you work with gangs. Very diverse school districts up in San Francisco.
Right.
And then you went into sports, and there's a whole background right. in sports. So we have a lot of things that we can
sure.
use in regard to this. Now, one of the things that we were talking about before the show started was the fact that there are, when you were working with parents mm-hmm. and gangs.
Well, I think it's kind of interesting. People out there know that children who go to schools, okay? At some point in time, you will have to talk to an administrator. Unless you've lucked out. You might luck yeah. out in 4 years
yeah.
and not have to talk to them about something that's edgy. But a lot of times, as a school administrator, as assistant principal, you're handling discipline. You're handling tough issues with families and kids. And usually when you would call and leave a message, there was always that, hi, I'm Mr. Furry from the high school, blah, blah. There was that little air time. Uh-oh, now what?
Yeah.
So leave a message and your parents will call you back. A lot of them would apologize to me and say, Ms. Ferry, I'm so sorry to call you, but you know, I know you're very busy. And I used to tell them, hey, I'm not worried about you calling me. I'm worried about the parents who should be calling me and who don't.
Don't.
Yes.
Which ties into exactly what we're saying. If you don't have a conversation,
right,
then there's no possibility of collaboration or change. Now, I'm in the business of making personal right. changes. I mean, my whole Fly High Living is all mm-hmm. about making personal change
right.
so that you can live a life that you really love. And part sure. of the challenge is that if you've already decided, and this is kind of the tie-in, if you've already decided that you're not going to change, mm-hmm. that this is my belief and this is where I am, and I sure would like my life to be better, it's not going to get better if you don't change. And if you're going to make a change, that means that whatever you believe right, right now has to change.
Mm-hmm.
Your beliefs, your thoughts, and your words lead to your beliefs lead to your actions.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you're not open to the idea of change, then you might as well just turn off the radio right now, because
exactly.
there's no chance. I mean, we deal personal relationships. Annie and I have been married 33 years. We right. went through a gender transition. That didn't happen just by saying, oh, hey, honey, you know, in a couple of years, I'm going to change
right.
How I'm living and how I sure. present myself. And, you know, don't worry about it. It'll be fine. And then we all just go back to work. It involved hours and hours and hours of discussion.
Right.
And well, so part of the challenge, so how do you, you know, when you're dealing with parents call up and say, my Johnny would never do that. Yeah.
Well, I think to go back, flip back for a quick second when you talked about
okay.
people come to the house for dinner and you say, we're not going to talk about politics or religion. You almost automatically discount their ability to handle a situation. So then the windows start going up already.
I like that.
The windows are going up.
Now, well, I want you to look at windows going up versus windows going up.
Yeah, the old style.
The old style. We got windows cranking.
I think that with parents, or any kind of communication that may be a little touchy, you've got to give them the opportunity to be heard and to validate their opinions. So if you're coming from a spot where I'm not going to be open to listening to anything you have to say from the get-go,
yeah,
then hey, you might as well forget it. You might as well walk out the door, because from there, it's going down, it's circling the drain. It's not going anywhere.
Yeah.
So you've got to get that. It's almost like a mutual trust that, yeah, you've got an opinion, I've got my opinion, but let's talk about it.
Yeah. Well, now when we come back, I got to tell you, we got a little time here for the sponsors.
Cost or cost.
Because the sponsors are going to come in and give us a spiel. We're going to take a quick break, but okay, when we come back, I want to go back to the dinner party and talk about the ability for people to actually engage in a conversation. What is that going to take,
right,
for you and I to discuss something like politics or religion? There are some skills that we need to talk about. So this is Laura Meeks. We're going to continue this conversation and talk about what it's going to take to get people together. How can you have a dinner party where you actually can civilly discuss this idea.
Engage in conversation.
That's what we do really right. Good. This is Laura Meeks. Hang on. We'll be right back.
Tune in to The Astral Insider, your portal for adventure, insight, and growth with Fernando Albert. And get ready to tour the astral realm, expand your life in ways you've never imagined, and call in for the journey of your life with this world-renowned lucid dreamer, astral projectionist, psychic medium, and healer, Fernando Albert. This is every second and fourth Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough 5-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
If you have a sense that you are meant for more, join Heather Allison every third Tuesday at noon Pacific as she explores an ancient, forgotten energy within us and helps us access our original archetypal blueprint. The Golden Path will help you remember the key to unlocking your life, love, success, and magic you were meant for. A key to unlocking your Golden Path. Visit heather-allison.com.
Learn and explore fascinating and practical uses of essential oils, how to use them, and how they can enhance your everyday life. The Oil Lounge was founded by three remarkable women with fascinating stories about how essential oils changed their lives. Tina and Laura from The Karmic Path have joined forces to educate the masses in the benefits of Young Living essential oils. For more information, visit theoillounge.com.
Choose the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
People often ask, what does it mean to thrive? On Thrive by Gen Radio, it means body confidence, mind fulfillment, and soul synchronicity. Create synchronicity with God and learn as Jen shares action steps and real stories that will inspire you to be unstoppable in fulfilling your purpose. Tune in live each Monday at 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit JenniferZellup.com to thrive with Jen.
You're looking kind of for 30. Hey, this is Laura Meeks. Welcome back. We are we made some minor adjustments to our thing. We're back at it, and we've kind of
sounded
got
good.
Everybody at the same height, and everything's looking good.
Minor adjustments.
The crowd is on. Thank you. Thank you. It's good to be back. It's good to be back in here. Before we were on break, we were talking about the idea of the idea that we were going to have a dinner party and the ability for us to chat with other people, other human beings, mm-hmm. at a dinner table who may have totally different views. And we could go right wing, left wing. We could talk about, you know, religion or all kinds of different subjects.
Right.
But the challenge that I'm finding, and this is kind of where I want people to start thinking about, is that if you're going to make a change in your life, you're going to have to be open to the idea mm-hmm. that there is something of value that this person is going to tell you, and that you're going to be open to listening to that idea. Now, in your world,
right?
Where, tell me some things that you found have worked at dinner parties.
That's a good point. I think that, first of all, talking about, you need to be in a place where you're listening for understanding rather than in disagreement. So if you automatically walk into a situation and say, we've all been there where people will start to talk to you and you're already thinking in your own head, I'm getting ready to say what I got to say,
yeah.
because I don't think what they're saying is worth anything. So that's the first place to start. Listen for understanding rather than disagreement and mutual respect. That's one place to go, because if you don't get in that compartment, then it's not going to happen.
Yeah. Well, and I talk about this a lot in the work that I do, and it deals with the term intention. And I'm going to go with with the intention that when you go to dinner, mm-hmm. that you're going to intend to be open to listening. And I wholeheartedly agree with you that there is listening, there's hearing. So we talked about mm-hmm. this a little bit. Mm-hmm. There's hearing. Hearing these things on the side of your head, hear. Audio signals come into your head and you hear things.
Right.
But that's not listening. Listening means that you're engaging this thing with these things so that you come up with a complete concept of what they're saying.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I do agree with you that, like you say, that a huge part mm-hmm. of you hearing is your intention.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're going, I posted a thing. This was interesting, and it caused some interesting things on my website.
Oh, okay.
But there's an Indian saying that the left wing and the right wing are attached to the same bird.
I like that. That's good.
Which means that we all are human. I love this idea. We're all humans mm-hmm. here on this planet,
mm-hmm.
and we're all trying to get along, and we all have different beliefs.
Mm-hmm.
And so part of that is can you intend to listen, not for disagreement? So very commonly, if you're watching your brand of news, that what you're hearing is, did you hear what this person said? And mm-hmm. isn't that in disagreement with what we believe? This doesn't match this. And oh my God, how could they believe this?
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so you're listening for a disagreement, not agreement.
Mm-hmm. Staying with that, when you get into a situation, we've all been there where you're in an audience, okay? And you have a speaker, and the speaker starts to, whatever the topic may be, you can fill in your own blanks. And then you watch the people in the audience, okay? And when you see them starting to nod sometimes, it's hitting their gut. They're saying, oh, yeah, they may not verbally say, oh, hey, I really like what you're saying.
Yeah.
But they're saying, they're nodding, I got it. But they're also in a spot, they are listening and hearing at the same time. And they're getting it. So that goes to, if you're at someone's house for dinner, if you're on mic walking and say, I don't care what, Joe's coming in today. Oh, no, forget it. Bobby's coming. Forget it.
Yeah.
You've got to be in a place where you're ready to accept and listen.
Yeah. Now, recently, I'll set a real situation for you. So, recently, we went to Oklahoma for a family reunion.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Now, a lot of my relatives in Oklahoma are conservative,
mm-hmm.
possible Republicans, which is a little different than my California.
It's not Bay Area or Palm Springs.
It's not. Now, all of us spent 4 days together.
Oh wow!
And so then the question was: can we even somehow discuss our differences over the current administration and the and the policies? And I will tell you that part of this is again dealing with a couple ideas that help make a conversation go well. One is that I didn't come there to disagree. There are a couple members of the family that have much different views than I, and I could have come in saying, well, here comes, ABC, he or she comes, and I can hardly wait to poke them about, did you hear this, and see if I can rile them up and get them started, and let's get a dramatic situation going. And, I think this is kind of the challenge of having a dinner party is as a hostess, I don't want people starting to poke each other to see if they can get into an argument. What I would like to hear it is a huge benefit, I think, to everyone if people can discuss things with a sense of humor. So another piece of this puzzle is can you have a sense of humor?
Good point.
If somebody says something about Obama or California or Palm Springs or transgender or whatever the thing is, can I approach that with some humor? And I think often that is a helpful tool.
Great.
For us to be able to laugh at ourselves,
which is not around a lot anymore.
Yeah. Well, and again, I think it goes back to this intention. When you show up. So we're all at these little cabins, and we're all in our bathing suits, and we're swimming, and we're having pulled pork and all these other things from our Texas or Oklahoma consortium as far as the dinner goes, and talking about things that are going on. And if a Trump thing comes up, or a California thing comes up, or a transgender thing comes up, it's like, hey, I think that's funny.
That's a good way to look at that. It's a great way.
I get it, and it, I'm not looking for a fight, I guess.
Well, one of the keys to what you explained is you walked into that situation not going in thinking, I'm going to prove myself right.
Right.
I'm going to prove myself right. No matter what these guys say over here, this family, I'm proving them all right. You didn't go in with that. So automatically, the waves open up a little bit for you. And in the sense of humor, if you ask me, you said, Steve, give me – in all your years working with school administration and teachers. And even for a segment, I worked with juvenile facilities with juvenile hall probation. Say, give me something with the people that you work with that you thought were the most effective. And one of those characteristics was humor, a sense of humor. So you could be in a situation that's really tough and whatever, could be working with gang kids, it doesn't make any difference. But they always had this realistic question. Oh, yeah, well, we got through this thing. It was not hard. It's the end of the day when you closed it. Well, no one died today kind of thing, So you have that sense of humor. It helps you navigate. And I think it eases the tension.
Well, in my case, for instance, if they're talking about something that was a real struggle for them, it's like, you just don't understand. I've been trying to get a job and blah, blah, blah.
Right.
And if I throw in, well, you think you got it, how tough, try wearing a dress to work. It's like, whoa, yeah, I hadn't thought about that. It's like, and that kind of releases the tension. And it's kind of, the humor is on me versus on you. In other words.
You diffuse it.
I'm diffusing the situation by making kind of a self-deprecating comment about my challenges versus trying to make something funny about you, saying, well, if you were taller or if you were, it's like, well, that could be taken a hard way. I mean, you might not be a comedian, as I say.
You're not doing stand-up.
If you're not really good at stand-up, this might not be the time to try to make fun of somebody. So if you're going to use humor, sometimes it's helpful if you say, hey, you know, you should try living in Palm Springs, or you know, for instance, it's hot out here. One of the things that we found when we were in Oklahoma was is that when we left here to go to Oklahoma, it was 91 degrees at 3 a.m.
here
in Palm Springs. Okay. And we went to Oklahoma where the high of the day was 85. We said, well, you know, hey, people were complaining about the heat. So when you want to have this discussion about the heat, it was kind of like, hey, you think it's tough being 85, you think you're sweltering. We left and it was 91, and that was our low. You know, this is your high.
It's like, how hot was it, Laura? Yeah. One of those kind of
boom, boom. Well, we're going to take a quick break here. I still want to continue down the down this road, because I think that there's a lot of things that all of us can learn about connecting to each other. And we've got some other talks about things about how to collaborate and use your intention and use your humor to connect at the next time you have a chance to meet somebody with a different opinion. You can learn a lot from that. And we want you to gain something from that. So when we come back, let's talk about how we can gain in this situation.
Exactly.
In the meantime, this is Laura Meeks. I'm on Fly High Living is my brand, flyhighliving.com. And when we come back, I'll share some ideas of how you can connect to us and share your ideas about this show when we come back. This is Laura Meeks, Fly High Living.
Thanks for listening.
Transformation Talk Radio.
Do you want the knowledge and wisdom to understand where spirituality, science, and psychology intersect? Then join the Karmic Path Radio Show with Tina and Laura on TransformationTalkRadio.com Thursdays at 4 p.m. Pacific. Follow this charmingly, disarmingly dynamic duo as they explore how psychic ability, spirituality, and karmic law tie together. For more information on Tina, Laura, and their groundbreaking work, visit thekarmicpath.com.
Do you know how to achieve wellness in all areas of your life? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Signs of wellness are a capacity to love and ability to nurture, a sense of purpose, a good sense of humor and plenty of fun in your life, a concern for others and a respect for the environment, a conscious commitment to personal excellence, a sense of balance and integrated lifestyle, and capacity to cope with whatever life presents. Well, people enjoy their lives and want them to last as long as possible. That's why the wellness mindset usually accompanies other constructive, healthy lifestyle habits. By adopting a wellness mindset and behaviors like eating well, taking the right nutrition for the body, exercising, and saying affirmations are just a few things to structure a healthy system of values and beliefs. I will be your wellness coach to help you achieve a wellness lifestyle. Call us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Do you know how powerful your thoughts and beliefs are in determining your experience of your life? Is it really true that simply by changing some of the words you use in your day-to-day language, that you can change your life? I'm Megan Edge. Join me on Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host Dr. Pat on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Right.
big brother in a holding company.
Well, it's not, you know, one of the things that you and I talked about before is as far as the music goes, I love what Kat puts together for us. We talked a little bit about some Frank Sinatra. You said, Kat, I didn't send any of this to you, so you didn't.
Fly Me to the Moon.
Fly Me to the Moon. I've got a whole new list of things that we can tie into Fly High Living and,
exactly.
Songs. But before we went on break, and while we were on break, one of the questions, why don't you go ahead and ask the question that you asked? Because I think this is a good a lead in into kind of how can this work?
Well, that's what I was saying during the break, because, you know, I've never been to Oklahoma or Oklahoma City, so I'm, you know, take it from there. But born and raised in California, and I know when I travel to different parts of the country, and my son, who is, you know, he's a pilot for Delta, something in common with Lauren.
I love flying Delta. Delta?
It's a different, you know, different part of the country. So I'm thinking to myself, wow, here I am. I'm born and raised in San Francisco Bay Area, so that's pretty liberal. I think of Laura going into Oklahoma, you know, being from Palm Springs, gender changes and the whole thing. I'm going, how are the relatives taking that when you're walking in? I mean, it was like, oh boy, here comes Laura. Now what? Eyes rolling back. So tell us about, I'm kind of interested to hear about that.
Well, and it's a good story. So, and I will say this for all my relatives that might be listening or hear the replay of this. I love you.
Whoever's listening, right?
No harm done. I will tell you that this is Annie's family. So that Annie and her family, there were seven kids. They were Catholic. Her father was a submariner in the Navy. So here's a couple pluses. All the kids grew up traveling. And I will say this. This is another piece of the pie. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. When you travel a lot, you don't, and at least one of the things I found is just there was this ugly American idea that mm-hmm. Americans would come over and travel and say, well, you know, this is how we do it. And this right. is, you know, I can't believe you guys, you know, speak French over here. It's like, why don't you speak English? Something I could understand. It's like after a while you learn that, hey, not everybody speaks English, and you start adjusting mm-hmm. and connecting to other people. And I think that helps a lot. So as a family, one of the things that I found was really good is that they had a lot of experience dealing with other cultures and other families, and they moved
from
a lot.
Spots.
So they've been very open and very, very supportive of mm-hmm. the change that Annie and I have mm-hmm. made.
Well, that's great. That's good to know.
But what also is interesting about the family is that there are other members of the family that are gay. Mm-hmm. And there, I have a transgender niece mm-hmm. who's actually going to get married in September,
okay, cool.
Jill. And so this gathering for Oklahomans is a very diverse family. Now, the benefit of that, I think, is this, is that, yes, as a whole, Oklahoma, it tends to be more conservative. And so there are certain values that come with the people that are living in Oklahoma. But within the family, that I think one of the things that I really appreciate, and brother-in-law Joe, who tends to be more conservative, also mm-hmm. has a really great sense of humor. Mm-hmm. So he and I can poke each other a lot and laugh.
Have fun.
And laugh about about the things that we're talking about, which again I think is an important piece of your ability to discuss. When we go to family reunion, mm-hmm. we know that we all mm-hmm. love and support each other in the things that are going on. Brother-in-law Mike is in surgery today, and I have on my phone, you know, the list of all the kids saying, hey, you know, good luck and whatever.
Supportive.
And it kind of goes back to that idea that when you're meeting with people, mm-hmm. are you intending to understand and intending to love, mm-hmm. or are you tending to fight?
Well, and I think also sticking right with that, it's your own core as a person. I mean, if you walk in and your core is at peace with yourself,
yeah,
okay, you're going to be more apt to be at peace with others. But if you're walking into these dinner parties thinking, oh, geez, who's on the invite list today? And who do I don't want to talk with? You're automatically putting yourself in a place where there could be tension, number one.
Yeah.
And there could be disagreement, number two. And there could be more of a hassle. And it escalates to pretty soon the host or the hostess is refereeing what's going on between there.
Could you guys stop arguing?
Yeah, people are going to the restroom because they don't want to be at the dinner table.
Yeah. Kind of thing. Well, and all of that is just to say that I think that it's critically important for America. I mean, we are in a democracy. Mm-hmm. Now, let's go back to the 60s. One of the things
I don't remember them.
No. Yeah, right. It was kind of a fog when I was there.
Right.
One of the things that I found interesting is that as I was growing up through my teen years, mm-hmm. the Vietnam War was on.
Mm-hmm.
And my stepfather had a strong feeling that was common amongst many, that was, if you don't like us being in this war, then you can just leave the country.
Love it or leave it.
Right. And tell me that doesn't kind of play into this, you know, my way or the highway. You know, I'm a MSNBC. Don't mess with me with these. Why Trump is great, or your Fox News, mm-hmm. and don't mess with me. Mm-hmm. I know what I know. And the challenge is that we're getting into these tribes where we're not listening and mm-hmm. we're not open to this other idea.
Right.
And to me, one of the things I think is important as a country, mm-hmm. and it again plays back into, if you can't do this personally, if you can't do this at a dinner party, if you can't discuss things at a dinner party, how are you going to discuss things with your family, with your spouse, mm-hmm. and make a change in your life? You're not going to be able to make a change unless you're open to these ideas. But when you take it up to a national level as a democracy, mm-hmm. the idea of a democracy is that we have competing ideas and competing thoughts, and we talk about them. We debate them. We share ideas and facts and opinions,
right.
and try to get people to understand where we're going. Once you get to this divide, like I'm on this side and you're on that side, now you're talking about a fight. And to me, one of the things that I often use as a reference is the Super Bowl. We've turned everything into a Super Bowl, where this is my team and this is your team, and may the best team win. And if you win, you're the winner. And if you're not, you're not.
Right. I think that... an example for me would be, you know, we all know about violence. It's on the news every day, and particularly coming from my place working with schools and, you know, gun legislation. That there's a big line in the sand. And I'm saying there's a topic where everyone ought to just bury it and get it on the same page. I don't think they should call it, you know, if I'm king, whatever you want to say, I think gun control is the wrong term to use, because I don't think you'll ever be able to control it. I think they should change it to gun restrictions. That would open up some dialogue, at least, because when you say gun control, you can't tell me I've got the Second Amendment, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
And people are already digging in. But if when you're looking at, and if anything, this, now I'm getting on my thing a little bit, we need to protect our children in the world today. And if you're in a place where there's accessibility to weapons of destruction, no matter how you want to label them, then we're not in a good place, because we need to come to common ground and say, okay, folks, you're over in this side of the aisle, I'm on that side. We've got to come to some common, we're going to just have self-destruction here.
Well, and in anything like gun control, immigration, all the big topics that are going on today. Now, I will tell you this, and I'll share with you, we've got about a minute and a half, 2 minutes to go. One of the things that I watched last night and mm-hmm. I found it really, really interesting was a video on the Smothers Brothers show.
Do you remember
the Smothers Brothers show? One of the things that I found interesting is that they had a little vignette on some of the topics that were really important to them. Gun control, immigration, war. It's like, wait a second. We could have taken that segment and put it on the news today, and it would have been the same thing that we've been talking about forever, especially the gun legislation. And so part of what I want to talk about when we come back mm-hmm. is the idea of words, because again, I know this is I don't know if you can read this, thought wizard, is a thought wizard. It's all about your thinking. And part of the way that you can have a better discussion at the dinner table is to choose your terms. Instead of picking the terms that they've given us, to, you know, gun control or First Amendment, Second Amendment, whatever you're going to talk about, maybe change the topics a little, because a lot of this is going to go to core value. What do we really value? And mm-hmm. and these, you know, one of the things that I want to leave you with at this end of this segment is these things are complex. Your life can be complex. These topics are complex, and there's not a black and white solution.
There's no magic wand.
There's no magic wand. There's no magic bullet. There's no pill that you can take to make it happen. There's not one leader that's going to come in and fix it all. So when we come back, let's talk about what our responsibilities are and why we need to communicate. This is Laura Meek's Transformation Talk Radio. Stick around. I'll be on Facebook later if you want to throw some comments at me. This is Laura Meek's Transformation Talk Radio. We'll be right back.
Thanks.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Are you feeling stuck in unhealthy habits, toxic relationships, or low self-esteem? Do you crave a healthy relationship filled with inspiration? You might just be on the verge of attracting your soulmate. Tune in each month to The Laura Richer Show, where dating coach Laura Richer and co-host matchmaker Peggy Bennett share tools for using your dating breakdown for a relationship breakthrough. For more information, visit richerhealinghypnosis.com.
I have struggled with anxiety my entire adult life. My mind was constantly filled with feelings of dread and negative thoughts about myself. But then I completed Dr. Friedemann's Breakthrough Program and can't believe how much my life has changed in just a few months. Dr. Friedemann's methods are different from anything I've ever tried, and they make so much sense, and more importantly, they work. I can never thank Dr. Friedemann enough for his guidance and wisdom. Visit theempowermentsolution.com and find out how his Breakthrough Program can help you transform your life.
Has your buzz for life buzzed off? Feeling ignored, invisible, and wondering if this is really all there is? The years go by faster as we gain momentum. You're halfway there. Are you gathering speed or puttering out? Hit your stride for the liberating half of life. Comfortable in your skin? You can do better than that. Tune in to Discovering You Again Radio every fourth Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific, as host Susan Axelrod encourages listeners to decide what they want, get inspired to action, and face challenges head on. Host Susan Axelrod pulls no punches, encouraging you to grab the brass ring and soar. For more information about Susan, go to www.whatwillyourlegacybe.com.
Are you ready to create a life you'll really love? Then you'll want to tune in to the hit show Life Design Radio, From Adversity to Awesome with Susan DiLorenzo, live each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. No matter where you are in your adversity story, Life Design Radio has got you covered. Get ready to feel inspired, enlightened, and motivated. For more information about working with Susan, visit SusanDiLorenzo.com.
Hey, this is Laura Meek's Transformation Talk Radio. While I've got you here, because I think this is going to generate some interesting discussion, I do have a Facebook page, Laura Meek's, and so you can connect to me there if you want to say something about this. Also on my website, Fly High Living, we have a media page that will have the replay of this, so if this is of interest to other folks, you can have them go and listen to the replay. So I'll be interested to get your comments. And if you want to comment to me directly, then you can email me at laura@flyhighliving.com. laura@flyhighliving.com. And Kat will have that up somewhere on the screen, I'm sure.
It's
going to be somewhere in the technology world. So we welcome you back. Now, but during the break, right, one of the things that we want to talk about, because I think this is going to generate enough fun that we can do another show here in a couple of weeks. But one of the things I want to talk about is how conversation has changed. Yeah. Because, you know, one of the things in our generation, I grew up with the black telephone. We had one telephone in the house, and it was in the kitchen. And, you know, whether you were talking
about a party line too.
To your dad, well, thank God we knew people had a party line. I didn't have a party line. But I mean, if you were going to talk to your boyfriend or girlfriend, you're talking within the reach of everybody in the family was sitting in the living room. They're listening to your
closet.
Like,
yeah.
Hey, I can't talk right now.
Yeah.
But part of what we were talking about is there was a lot more face to face. People met each other. We had dinner parties.
Sure.
We would have family gatherings. It was face to face discussions. Then they invented the telephone, and we had a number of telephone discussions. Mm-hmm. But that was kind of like, I'm not really good on the phone. Mm-hmm. But now it's changed completely. Now we have social media. And one of the things I find interesting, and in light of this, how are we communicating, is that I think that the idea of social media makes it almost too easy just to throw out a bomb, you know, just.
Very good. Yeah. Well, I don't want to cut you off, but I think, when I was working at a high school, I could freeze if a kid was messing around the hallway, you know, throwing a paper. I was cruising the hallways. I could just look at a guy, and then maybe his buddy, he may not have seen his buddy, to go,
yeah,
Mr. Fur is giving me, you better. And the kid, oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Fur. No. Okay. Now, if you look at them, they're going, what are you looking at me for? It's a different type of communication.
Well, and your role, part of understanding this, your role at that time would have been principal of the high school.
Well, discipline is a lot of system principal stuff.
Yeah.
So that would be that role. But as far
so you're the guy, you know,
you're wearing the badge almost.
Yeah, I'm trying
to
think of the
dean or whatever you want to call it.
Movies like in Greece when, you know, there's a guy walking the hall and is like, you get back into class. You know, where's your pass? Do you remember having a pass? Having to pass it.
Oh, of course.
If you were in the hallway.
Of course.
When class was in session, that was,
of course.
I mean, you were like a target for the administration. Well, they'd see you in the hall. It's like, you, stop.
Well, also, getting back to what we talked about, sense of humor. My best tool working with young folks was sense of humor. Because they say, oh, I get it, Ms. Frey. Well, then if they kept, kids will, in schools, if they're going to mess up, they'll almost self-destruct in some way, shape, or form. But if you use a little sense of humor going into it to get the lines of communication going, when they get to that point where they really do mess up, they can say, oh, you know what? You're right, Ms. Ferg. Now you're getting on me because I wasn't listening to you.
Yeah.
It's a whole different thing.
Well, and this whole conversation about how to talk about differences, things that you find difficult to talk about, again, I let's go back. We need to have an intention. We need to intend to be listening, not for disagreement, but listening so that we are hearing.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to hear, have it go in and process it here with the intention that I want to understand you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't necessarily want to fight you.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that, and I'm going to save this for our next show, but we talked, there's a whole bunch of quotes that I found out on dogmatic thinking. Dogmatic thinking meaning that you've chosen your side. This is my side. I don't want to hear anything else.
Mm-hmm.
And in essence, that is kind of a Super Bowl sort of ending of the story, in that when you meet, you're meeting as adversaries on the battlefield. You know, this is like, I'm gonna try to change you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I want, you know, if you're an Obama person, I want you to understand Trump and become over to our side so you can be on our side so we can win.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I think that although we have a culture that's kind of hinged around sports and winning, and I mean, you've been involved in sports a lot. Baseball teams want to win, and it's about the team getting together. But you don't want to go, you know, in sports, there is a certain aspect of you going out and doing your best and trying to, within the rules, to, you know, keep an edge and win the game. But I have to say that when it comes to conversation and building a consensus or collaborating with something, that we have to be looking for the things that we have in common.
Well, you know, if you tell somebody, say, with that situation that you're going in, whether it's a political situation, talk about Trump, Obama, doesn't make a difference. Yeah. When you come in with that attitude, you're automatically telling that person, hey, you're wrong.
Yeah.
You're wrong for thinking like you're thinking. And then that person's going, wait a minute, don't tell me I'm wrong. You know, don't tell me that. And then you automatically have the collision.
Well, and tell me that you don't see this on television. And this is part of what I did in my research is that when you get into these dogmatic discussions I have my view and my job is to tell you my view. Then how many times have you watched TV and I just literally have to turn it off when people start talking over? Talking over is not a sign of good discussion because that means that you just want to say the thing that you want to say as loud as you can say it without any regard to listening to what they're saying. And very often on the news, and sadly because news is now entertainment, now the moderators want to get you and me to fight. It's like, did you hear what he said, or did you hear what she said? Doesn't that irk you? It's like, well, I should be mad at you now, and that's not leading us into where we want to go. Even in the debates, if you watch the Democratic debates, you know, one of the challenges that I had watching it is the moderators are trying to say, well, what's the difference between you and you know, Bernie? Did you hear what she said? And she said this and that, and then they're all trying to talk over each other, and. Where does that leave you? What is your feeling when you hear that?
Well, you have an open. You're not on a level playing field at that time. See, but there's an example. Charles Barkley, people in the basketball world will know that name. Okay, and he's a commentator, but he's also very extravagant in his comments and could fill in the blank whatever it was about some athlete screwing up doing something, and it happened. Okay, and he said he's talking about just the general news media, the big stream across the country. He says, you know what? You guys like it. You like the controversy.
Yeah. Well, and it's, I, we're going to have to leave it with this because when we come back, we'll do it. We'll put together another show and bring Steve back. Because this is a really key topic, I think, for everybody to understand. And I would wholeheartedly agree that we need to learn how to do this. Sadly, the big clock under the TV tells me we gotta go. So again, this is Laura Meeks, Transformation Talk Radio. It's been a great show. If you have comments, Laura@flyhighliving.com. We will keep you abreast of when we can get Steve back for the next show, and we'll take off on what you have to say.
Right.
We'll build a show around that. This is Laura Meeks.
Thank you.
Fly High.
Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to the Laura Meeks Show. Dream on, fly high. Live adventurously on Transformation Talk Radio. Thank you for tuning in. And we hope you'll join us next month as Laura helps you find your unique gifts so you can bring them to the world. For more information on Laura Meeks or to listen to past shows, visit her website at flyhighliving.com. Check out her hit Dream On 12-week course where you get the personal attention you need to fly high in your new life.